always feel like I'm back in Cali every time I hear this. Like, I'm just,
yeah.
I'm just waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, MC Stretch is not here today, so you have to handle the amazing Tyrus and Temp. And this is Tyrus and Temp.
Hello, hello.
And you're in a good mood. Like, you're really healthy, healthy.
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm happy.
You are. You look nice. You got, like, a glow.
It's all the makeup I'm wearing. I was just on Cavuto, so it made me look like I have, you know, I'm still probably dying, but.
You look yeah. like you're living your best life.
Thank you.
Very positive.
Thank you. So, this is not a positive story.
Of course. Well, that was short-lived. Way
yeah.
to go.
This is not a positive story. But I'm excited to introduce it for all of our listeners. I'm very excited for you to join us as we discuss this story. Thank you so much for being with us,
yeah,
guys.
Thanks, everybody. We're so happy and chippy today.
Thank you so much for being with us,
just
you guys.
Just positive vibes for everyone.
If you don't feel loved, just know that I love you. That's right, you. You who's listening right now, I love you, and I'm here for you.
Everybody, unless you're driving, if you are driving, pull over to the side of the road and just take your two hands.
Give yourself a hug.
Give yourself a hug, because that's a little TNT hug right there. That's from
yes.
all of us to all of you.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being you.
God bless you.
I'm going to throw up.
All right. College student finds man. If the story stopped there, it'd be good.
Yep.
But no, it's college student finds man hiding in her closet, wearing her clothes. A North Carolina man was arrested after a college student came home to her off-campus apartment to find him hiding in her closet and wearing her clothes. Andrew Clyde Swafford, 30, was taken into custody Saturday afternoon near the Summit at the Edge Apartments in Greensboro after the 20-year-old woman called 911 to report the spooky incident. The woman said she and her roommates initially thought a ghost had taken up residence in their apartment after she noticed her clothes disappearing from her closet and handprints on the bathroom wall. Ugh. The woman said she left her apartment Saturday morning, and when she came home around lunchtime, she heard strange noises in her closet. That's never good. When she checked inside, she noticed her clothes were disheveled and a few items were missing. She then noticed Swafford hiding in the closet wearing some of her clothes. I just hear rattling in my closet, she told WTVD. It sounded like a raccoon in my closet. I'm like, who's there? And somebody answers me. He's like, oh, my name is Drew. You know, it's very casual to just introduce yourself when someone finds you hiding
Peek-a-boo.
In their closet.
I see you.
Wearing
my clothes.
Their clothes. You think, oh, hi, my name, and he gives his real name.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
What was the second question? Do I look fat in these or these me?
Yeah. Can
I'm
I
really
keep
more
this?
Of a size 6. You're a size 8, but girl, I love your stuff so much so I broke into your house just to wear your stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
I want to be positive because that's. The theme of the show today.
Yeah, we are. This is positivity.
You know, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no better way to, like, you know, tribute someone is to, like, dress up and, like, pay homage to them. So maybe he was, like, a really big fan. And, you know that old expression, if I could, you know, if you could walk in my shoes for one day. Well, how about that? I take it the next step further. I think you're so interesting. I will wear your clothes for an evening in your closet. Yeah, right? That's
yeah,
positive.
Yeah, I suppose. But I just don't understand.
There's a lot of ins and outs to this
what
story.
What happens to you in your life that you're hiding in a 20-year... This is a 30-year-old man.
Living in a closet.
And living not in a 20-year-old's closet.
In the wrong, like, not in a normal living in a closet situation. He's in a wardrobe of emotions.
Yeah. And how do you pick someone? Like, did he pick her because he liked her? Or was he like, damn, those are some fire outfits. I want to sit in a closet wearing those outfits by myself.
That's a good point.
That's what brings me joy.
And how was he picking these outfits in the dark?
I wonder if he matched or not.
Like,
Maybe he was wearing plaid and stripes together when she found him. Maybe that's why she called the police.
Or maybe she was like, get out of my house, but damn, you can really throw an ensemble together. I never thought of wearing that blouse with those shoes. Like, you're going to jail for trespassing, but I've learned something. Like, this guy knows your stuff. You know, in some cultures, it's a compliment, I believe. If somebody breaks into your home or hut and dresses up like you, it really is a compliment. Unless, of course, he's wearing it to, like, smell you. Like, I wanted to be in your skin, and I haven't got my knife butcher set yet. So
I think
your
that he should have to pay for her laundry bill, for sure.
Oh, hell no. I'm not wearing those clothes ever again. Those are getting burned. Like, he gets to keep the clothes. I think, hey, because otherwise he's got to get undressed in front of you, get back dressed in his other clothes. Like, that's a whole other thing. I think he keeps the skirt and the blouse and whatever else it was, and you just chalked it up as a loss. I mean, I don't think I send that guy a cleaning bill. I don't want to have any more interactions.
All right, I'm going to do a little PSA. I do not know if we have any male listeners who like to wear women's clothes.
At least
we may. And I want to tell you, go on with your bad self. That is perfectly fine.
Perfectly
you
fine.
Look I'm sure you look beautiful.
You rock it, bro.
And you just kill it, girl.
Do what you need to do.
However.
No judgment.
You cannot just break into someone's house and wear their clothes. Go to the store, buy your own women's clothes.
Or, like, when I was underage, I used to ask adults to buy me beer. Because me and my friends, you know, it was against, you know, we didn't want to be ridiculed, you know. So maybe he could, like, ask
female friend.
Like, hey, listen, could you pick me up a couple size 8s in mauve and maybe an evening gown, please? Because I'd go get it myself, but, you know, I got to work out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to do some guy things. So if you could just go pick up a couple outfits for me, and I would appreciate it. Because maybe, you know, in the cocoon that is him, he wasn't quite ready to break the butterfly wings out and flaunt it yet. He was still living in the shadows because he, you know, whatever reason he felt, which is too bad. Because if you got it, flaunt it. If you want to wear women's apparel,
I'm
100% for it.
Yeah.
I like wearing men's apparel so much, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's my thing. I enjoy jeans, Jordans, my hat on backwards. I always wear a hat on backwards.
See, I'm also alarmed that a man was able to fit in a dormitory? No, it was off campus still. This chick's apartment's nicer than mine. I couldn't fit a man in my closet. Not in New York City. My closet ain't that big.
Well, not in one piece. Like, cut up, I think.
I could fit a dismembered body in my closet, probably.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I probably could dismember a human.
In the living room.
In the living room, and then carry it over to my closet. But I wouldn't do that because I believe it's wrong to dismember a body. We do not dismember bodies here at Tyrus and Tim.
No, we absolutely frowned upon.
Yeah,
absolutely
frowned upon.
Unless you got a damn good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a reason for something. And if your thing was like, I was entertaining guests and I couldn't have a dead body just laying on the floor scaring people, so I cut him up, put him in the closet, and then I entertained my dinner guests.
But if you do have a dead body in the middle of your living room, maybe the dinner party can wait. Maybe you got bigger fish to fry than the dinner party.
But once, you know what, though? Once they RSVP, you know, I don't know. We're splitting hairs here. You know, it's just, there's an art form, if you will, to dressing and stuff. I'm not good at it, but you collaborate your outfits, correct?
I'm wearing leggings and an oversized sweater right now.
Okay, but is that some sort of fashion?
I don't know.
Okay, when you have to wear the work outfit for Fox News, and you're like everywhere now, when you're doing 3-4 shows a day because Kat is back, everybody, you gotta go up to wardrobe, right? And you gotta pick out some outfits.
Yeah.
And like, maybe the wardrobe lady's not looking and you maybe grab one that she didn't tell you, you just want to try it on. So you're kind of sneaking in the closet a little bit and just trying on some dresses. That, you know, maybe she just had the cat is back gear, but she left out like maybe some of your favorite colors like green or, you know, like red or black or whatever it is you like to wear. And if you went in the closet and tried it on and then the wardrobe lady was like, hey, what are you doing in my closet trying on my clothes? Your excuse would be like, well, I just wanted to see what this felt like. You didn't mean any ill will, right? You just wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating that there's this giant wardrobe closet where you guys go, because every once in a while we'll see some repeats.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of a transition for this next
one.
Well,
I brought up art form for a reason. Because an artist sells Pringle wine tumblers.
Oh.
After the viral story of a woman banned from Walmart that you broke right here.
Yes.
It was your investigative reporting that has brought this story to light, so much so that you have made profit for everybody else but us. People are making money off your insights and your story.
This is terrible.
And if I may go on, the story of a woman riding the electric shop cart, who you wanted to bring in on as a panel.
Yeah.
Now we can't Now we can't afford her.
Yeah. She's a star now.
Yeah. She was in a shopping cart drinking wine from a Pringle can at a Walmart, has become an inspiration for an artist in Mississippi. Of course, Mississippi, the stepchild of Florida. Police were called as she allegedly was drinking and riding the cart for hours. She was found at a nearby restaurant and told she wasn't allowed back at the store.
She'd already left the store on her own, and she was at the restaurant having a little post-game meal, and they went and found her and told her she can't come back.
Yeah, they literally
free said, this woman.
Well, there was no evidence.
Yeah.
She drank the evidence, and it was in a Pringles can, so she probably got rid of that, too. Or do you save the Pringles can? Is it like a utility can? There's a lot of other uses for it. Maybe the doggy, instead of a doggy bag, no, I have a Pringles can.
Mm.
Put my fish and chips in the Pringles can, and I'll get it when I get home. Because it does have a lid. It is multifaceted. You can drink out of it. You can store chips in it. I believe you can make a bong out of it in some situations.
Mm.
There's a lot of it also could be a breathing apparatus if you're stuck in a flood.
Mm.
Add at least another 3 feet to you if you got your.
I wish I had one on me right now. You're making it sound like it's got.
Feel like everyone should have a Pringles can in their backpack. You never know when you're going to need it.
Mm.
Celeste Powers, what a great name.
Yeah.
The owner of the cup artist began selling Pringles can themed wine tumblers on her East Bay page.
Etsy.
What's Etsy?
It's like where artists do their.
So no place for me. No place that would ever be. All right, Etsy, that sounds made up. And Powers told KDFW they got the exclusive, not us.
Which is bull. Thank you.
She said she felt bad when Walmart banned her because we've all been there, right? I have not been there.
I feel like literally no one has ever been there.
I just feel like I would love to send her one if she's not too ashamed. By her newfound fame, I doubt it, Power said. Also, maybe she'd be willing to enjoy coffee in it on her next shopping adventure.
No,
so this monopolizing charlatan or Charlotte. Is Charlotte or charlatan if it's a woman? Like you, sir, are a charlatan. So it'd be you, ma'am, or a Charlotte. She's trying to get her to break out this year's new Pringle beverage in a can because she's got the wine thing on lock, so she needs to move on to the next marketing item, and it's coffee in a Pringle can, so she needs the original person to drink coffee in a can so she can market it and paint it and sell more cups. Like, yeah. Wow, that's America.
Speaking of America.
Boy, that was close.
That was a really good transition.
There was, yes.
Where's my sound effect?
It was there.
It was?
I can't hear it.
You?
Oh, no. Yeah, no wonder why she looks so healthy. She's deaf now. You've lost your hearing.
All right. Well, speaking of America, FBI gains access to popular home DNA kit database.
You Ooh. Are the father.
As BuzzFeed reports, this week, Family Tree DNA confirmed that it is working with the FBI and allowing local law enforcement access to its genealogy database. The number of DNA profiles stored in that database is thought to total over 1 million. There are a number of active cases that haven't been solved because there's DNA evidence, but no one to match it to. By opening up the genealogy database to the FBI, FamilyTree DNA is potentially going to help solve a number of those crimes, particular historical murders and rapes. The FBI is already using publicly available DNA databases, but it's the first time it's gained access to a private database. The agreement between the FBI and FamilyTree DNA sees the company work on a case-by-case basis. So far, fewer than 10 cases have required access. For users, there's kits available to purchase to find out paternal, family, maternal ancestry. But it's also possible to upload existing data for free and gain free access to matches and the family finder. Okay. This is why...
You're a libertarian, so I know you're pissed.
I mean, yeah.
I think I'm becoming a libertarian because I tend to agree with you on a lot of things.
Yeah, I
and
mean...
the change of the political landscape, I feel like libertarians are the only ones who still get it.
This is why I would never do one of these DNA tests.
There's a few reasons why I wouldn't, but... Yeah,
I'm because
with you.
Then what if, I mean, not that I'm planning on murdering someone.
No.
But I just feel like certain things should stay private, like my DNA. I'm going to try to throw this cup in the garbage can. I'm
going
to try to throw
pause.
This cup in the garbage can.
Boom! Two weeks in a row.
We
got a streak. Look out, James Harden.
Oh.
We got a streak. That's a basketball player who's scoring a lot of points right now.
I know who that is. Only because he dated a Kardashian.
Oh, poor. Yeah. And now he's free.
Yeah.
Living his best life. But yeah, to go back to not to forget the murder stuff because you're not going to commit a murder. Okay?
No, I just really don't believe so. No.
Maybe a good talking to on text, like a really scathing. Assessment of someone's behaviors on a text message. I think you're capable of that.
Yeah.
I think you're capable of that. But for me, the more dangerous thing, because I'm not really, I can't say forever, but at least short term, I have no plans to kill anybody either. But I'm more concerned about being connected with annoying new family members.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to know that I'm related to the Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have that on my mind. Because you could be like, oh, listen, sorry we had to contact you because you're a match for a 3-point match for this murderer rapist in, well, let's say Florida. And you guys are cousins and he's arrested. So now I got to live with that. You know, or worse, you get connected with more family members than you need to. You know, like your seventh cousins and all this other kind of stuff. Like I hate that stuff. I don't want new people in my world. And then if they're family, you kind of have to accept them.
Yeah.
And I never went looking for them in the first place. Do you really want a bunch of Uncle Carls and Beths just showing up? Like, hey, I was under arrest for some stuff, and guess what? We're family. So can you kick in on my bail?
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But I feel like this does more harm than good. I do cold cases and stuff like that. I understand it, but I still think you need to have a subpoena.
Yeah, I
feel like you just going into it, like I said, you're a libertarian. You're a little more hip on this than I am as far as the thoughts behind it, but it's got to be wrong, right?
Yeah, I think it's wrong. I think it is wrong. And I think that murder and rape are also wrong.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
But I still think you still need due
Civil
process.
Civil liberties, man.
Yeah, I think you need a subpoena. I think and there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you could have a more wide – and people might volunteer or even ask them, hey, add a check to your data box on the private – will you allow your DNA to be viewed by the FBI?
Yeah.
You know, sign a release. That's fair.
Do we want to talk about this orangutan or do we want to bring in our guest or do we want to talk?
Well, I do have a special story. Thank you. Now, in the expanding success of what is TNT, I mean, Dana Perino is complaining about us on her podcast.
Yeah.
That means we're making waves.
Yeah.
We're moving up those pterodactyls.
Yeah.
We're getting those five pterodactyls.
Can
now.
The pterodactyl be the official mascot of our podcast?
100%.
So Greg Gutfeld is always getting unicorn stuff mailed to him.
100%.
We need some of our listeners to mail us some pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls, yes. Pterodactyls or any we'll make it simple. Any winged dinosaur will work. Let's do a contest. Can we do a contest,
Kat,
please?
Let's do a contest because competition, this is America.
That's right.
This is capitalism.
That's right.
and one of them will be the one we like the best.
And if we like it the best so much that we'll pin it to our Twitter as the main story for 24 hours.
Yes.
It'll be the this week's awesome pterodactyl picture.
Yes.
Please keep them PG.
Yeah.
No matter how cool of pterodactyls in some form of a sexual act, it will not win.
No.
It will not win. Okay? No pterodactyls.
Keep your pterodactyl porn to
your
damn
like
self.
Nothing, like just two happy pterodactyls talking on some microphones is fine. I don't want to limit your artistic ability, but if you want to get pinned, you're going to have to keep it PG. Feel like I got to put that out there because it's hard. Pterodactyls are crazy. They're not like unicorns and stuff. Like they're vicious carnivores. They're free. They fly over the world. No one tells them anything. There it is. Boom, right there. So. Money. Also, we'll be willing to throw in one pterodactyl caw to your name.
Yeah.
To the winner, which will be announced on the show.
Yeah.
So you make sure you don't get laryngitis or anything.
I will make sure.
Okay, because we cannot, you know. But you know what? I bet your raspy pterodactyl's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Her animal calls are phenomenal.
Thank you.
All right. Now, back to business. Now, I have a special guest investigative reporter. Now, we know that you have set the bar when it comes to investigating reporting.
Yes.
And you have graduated where now you're in the office. You're not in the field anymore.
Mm.
Cat's not in the trenches anyway. No more man on the streets.
Mm-mm.
No. We have men on the streets now that work for us for admiration because, you know, we're a little short. We're still working on the whole cash flow here at TNT. But so he's known from Ask Aaron Anything, former WWE superstar. He went by Sandow, Damian Sandow. But Ask Aaron Anything. Aaron, are you with us?
Hello, Tyrus.
Yes.
Hey.
That's Kat.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Great. So, you know, we're here to talk to you about the unbelievable technology that sends you a text to warn you when your partner is in an argumentative mood. And I understand the article is artificial intelligence sensors that have been developed to monitor a person's vital signs like heart rate, sweat levels, and changes in volume of voice. Couples at risk are then sent messages via smartphone to help them diffuse the situation. These include meditation exercises. In a trial with 34 couples, the team found that sensors were able to detect signs of conflict within 79% of accuracy. That's pretty good. It's like almost 80%, which was later improved to 96%.
Holy Toledo.
Yep. Dr. Theodora Caspar?
Yeah, let's just call her Theodora.
Theodora, yeah, a computer scientist at Texas A&M University who was part of the team developing the system said it could be useful for bickering couples who are attending counseling sessions as the sensor could alert the therapist to impending row so they could intervene. Aaron, I understand you are outside Texas University? Where are you? Texas A&M?
I am right outside Texas A&M, and I was actually trying to get a word with Dr. Caspary. However, the building has been barricaded. There's actually another developing story. This technology, without a doubt, it's groundbreaking. I can only imagine all of the fights this will diffuse. But have you ever heard of a group called UHOSG? UHOSG is the acronym.
Kat, have you?
I have not.
No, please inform us.
Very interesting. These are the United Humans with Overactive Sweat Glands.
Ah, sweaty people. Ah, okay.
Yes.
Delicious.
These people are organizing in protest of this technology. In fact, I got a word with one of their spokespeople, and the following statement was that I took this down.
Excellent reporting.
We believe it is the moral duty of the government at the state and federal level to ban this technology until a more, quote, are you ready for this one?
Oh, we're ready.
Perspiratory inclusive means of detection can be developed.
Okay, I need that. What is that in English? What does that mean in English?
It's not.
Well, these people obviously feel like they're being targeted out because like with the overactive sweat glands, if they just are having an episode, they could be perceived as becoming angry. Now, they had the war cry of, we desire to perspire without being called a liar. But now these people simply want, and I quote, perspiration without insinuation.
Okay, so basically if you have sweaty hands, this is a sweaty palms is a difficult thing. Kat, have you ever heard of any group like this?
No. Everybody's a victim.
Everyone is a victim. Well, speaking of victims, yeah, have you tried this app yourself?
I have not. I tried to ask the people.
Yeah, but your assignment was simple. I told you to get the app and see if it worked. And instead, you're hanging out with sweaty people. You just embarrassed me in front of Kat.
I got the app. And, hey, you should watch your voice because it actually, you know what? If we're going to go there, it's
wait a minute.
Saying that you're mad.
Wait a minute. Why the hell am I on your app?
Well, hey, I needed to see this. I got the app. I've done my research. And
why am I on your app? We're not a couple. Why the hell am I on your app?
You are at an 8.5 right now, Tyrus. And that's not good. It's about ready to go to red. It's like an orangey red right now. Wait a minute.
Okay, you know what? I think we have a bad connection. I think I'm losing you. I think we're losing you. I think he's gone. Kat, that's just silly. Obviously, that's fake news. I was completely cool and calm and collective. What do you make of this? He was all about sweaty people. Do you believe in this technology? Can this work? As a woman, would you like to have a pre-snap read, if you will, of when I'm upset? If you were in a relationship with a guy and you got a text that he's upset, would you really need that?
No.
It's called your gut, right?
Yeah, you already can tell if somebody seems pissed off.
Typically for me, is I'll get a text, I don't respond fast enough, so I know I'm in trouble. Because then when I finally do and I get no response back, which I know is impossible, which means they're really upset. So you really don't need an app to tell you you're in trouble when you get home or you're in trouble with somebody, because literally the text messages kind of says it all. Or the mood. When you say, hey, what's up? Nothing. Or when you text.
Fine.
Yeah. You text them, hey, and they text back, hey. Like, oh, okay, this is where we're at. Or do you know what you did last night? That's a pretty good indicator that things aren't all right at home. You know, or I just feel like this is just another desperate attempt to get funding when you really don't want to do work. Yeah. I don't see any reason for this app.
I see someone who could have used this app.
Who?
Yeah. A Florida woman was arrested. Never happens down there. After allegedly throwing a frozen pork chop at her boyfriend, Jennifer Brassard, 48. Oh, so this is a grown-ass woman.
Throwing meat.
This is a grown-ass woman.
Wasting a meal.
And the boyfriend got into the spat around 9:45 p.m. north of Tampa. The fight escalated before she allegedly threw the meat at him. The pork chop hit the man in the face and left a half-inch cut on his eyebrow.
Yeah, those bones are dangerous.
Damn.
Pork chop bones ain't
frozen.
No joke.
Other circumstances surrounding the fight were unclear. She was charged with domestic battery, according to online records from the Pasco County Sheriff's Office.
Pasco County? I used to live there.
Mm.
It's old stomping grounds. She literally beat him till she saw the white meat with the white meat. Like, that's...
Whenever I'm mad and I'm in an argument with someone, I'm not like, let me go see what I have in the freezer. I don't understand. How did the frozen pork chop?
Maybe the argument was over food.
Yeah, they were thawing it for
you
dinner.
Know what? Yeah, there could have been, maybe it was thawing on the table for dinner. And she was, sitting around the house drinking wine out of a Pringle cup.
Yeah.
Pringle can, sorry, excuse me. Or is it, no, because you can buy the Pringle artistic cup now, which is available. And instead of, like, thawing out the food, and he was like, yo, where's the pork chop at? And she was like, I'm a career woman. I don't have time to always cook for you. You want the food, you get it yourself. And then he said something smart, and then she noticed that his anger was going up on her app. And then she's like, are you getting mad? He's like, I'm not mad. She's like, according to my app, says you 86%, you're about to go off. And he's like, I'm not mad. I'm getting mad because you keep asking me I'm mad. And she's like, you're lying to me. Why do you lie about your feelings? And then he goes, I don't care about your feelings. And she's like, well, I'll care about your pork chop. And then, bam, throws it at him, hits him with the pork chop. That's how it happened.
I just feel bad for this pig, you know? Like, it's one thing to die and, like, be a delicious pork chop in your next life. It's another thing to be a weapon. Maybe
but
this was not a violent pig.
Things were bad for him
pig.
Way before he got there.
Oh, like, I mean, I think that his, you know, he probably didn't want to die.
He was literally born in a world of like, he literally was, his days were numbered from the day he oinked. His mom was a bottle. He lived in a pen. Like, no sunshine. Like, it was like, he was literally born to die.
Mm.
You know, so, I mean, the slaughterhouse.
We all are
is,
in a way.
You, yep, here we go. Yep, I opened myself up for that one. Okay.
Positivity.
Yeah, right. Positive. Let's get back to it. Like, but, you know, poor little Charlotte's Web, you know, he went from being some pig to being some pork chop thrown at a dude's face. Like, it's crazy how the world works, right?
It is.
You're either on the cover of a kid's book or you're in the face of a insensitive guy hit with frozen food. Like, life really is, you know, just amazing. It's either really great or it can really suck. Like,
it's true.
Like, I personally don't think I would want to be hit in the head with frozen meat. I know meat is good for black eyes and bruises. You put old steak, the old frozen steak on your eye to get the swelling down. I don't think it works if you throw it at him.
I don't think so either.
I think it adds to the contusions. Like, I think it's woefully irresponsible.
Right.
You know what it could lead to?
What?
It could lead to a brawl. It could lead to a big brawl.
That's a transition.
Speaking of brawl, a fight.
Yes.
An elderly woman. Yes, let's get him on. In this corner, an elderly woman. Or women. Elderly women. Ooh. Girl fight. All right. Brawl as nursing home bingo game takes violent turns. I can't see now because of the lighting. All right. So a woman ball breaks out in a bingo game. Hate to see that.
Hate to.
Takes a violent turn. Somebody claimed a number who didn't have it. Somebody was cheating.
No.
Two elderly Canadian women?
This
Canadian women are fighting?
This happened because a 79-year-old woman took an 86-year-old woman's usual game seat, allegedly.
Son of a... You don't break. You don't take somebody's... Steal my wife, shoot my dog, but don't you dare take my bingo seat. That is... I get that. That's There's principalities involved in this situation. She took her lucky seat. And does the story say if she won or not? Please tell me. Did she win? Is that what...
The senior settled down after cops arrived and no charges were filed. No
the
one was
po-pos
injured.
The got called.
Yeah, I can't believe, you know...
One time. You know what?
This was probably over a man, really. That's what it was
probably
really
was,
about. It probably,
you know,
didn't have
hormones,
anything to do with,
you know, they be getting like they be passing around like STDs and stuff.
Stedies,
yeah. They be getting a groove on, and they know dance music. You know what I'm saying? Like, they straight being busy. But you know what? If you're that old and your family put you in the nursing home, other than what, bingo and some Jello, what else you got to do?
Not much.
I mean, you know, I'm not just going to wait to die. I might as well. Who doesn't want to go out that way? I mean, that's recycling. We've talked about this before on the show. That's recycling. You go out the way you came in. I don't know. I'm trying to help them keep their life exciting. Like, there's no, don't fight when you can play adult bingo.
Naked strip bingo.
Strip bingo.
Yeah. Maybe it was strip bingo. Although fighting naked is dangerous.
Yeah, but they're probably fighting in a nightgown and what, some pantyhose? I mean, it's not like they had full gear on. They're in a nursing home. Like, it's the evening. I'm pretty sure everybody's in their PJs, so it's just, you know, the old pantyhose that kind of go up to, like, y'all navel and stuff. Like, we used to wear them as hairnets when I was a kid. Like, try to keep your hair flat because it got too curly. Mom put you in a pantyhose. You just hope it wasn't used one. So, you know, it came in the egg.
No?
No. Nothing?
Nothing.
So,
all right.
Fighting in PJs, good. Mm. Fighting naked over bingo's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news. You got a typewriter? No, that's for... Breaking news is a typewriter. Yeah. Breaking news. Before we go, we cannot let this story just hang around. This orangutans climb trees. All right. This one is from... Okay, this one's from... I don't know, because I can't find it. Damn it,
AP.
Intern.
AP.
AP News?
Right?
This is about an AP News?
No. Oh.
Sorry? Why can't I find it?
What's it's right here, sir. Do you want me to read it, or do you want to? You seem like you really want to read it.
Yeah,
so
you know what? We're
going to
pretend like I found it, so let's just take it from the top. Type in the music, please. All right, breaking news before we go.
All right.
All right. From the AP about an ape. That's funny to me. I don't know why.
The AP.
Basel Zoo in northwestern Switzerland said the test showed five-month-old Padma wasn't flattered by the male in her enclosure. Well, she's five months old. Like, why is she? What? Five-month-old Padma.
Fathered. She wasn't fathered.
Oh! It's a sex scandal. Okay, all right. Well, I said flattered. All right. Basel Zoo in northwestern Switzerland said the test showed five-month-old Padma wasn't fathered by the male in her enclosure. Mm. You are not the father. So where the hell is this rogue orangutan from?
I don't know, but I'm on his side.
Keepers routinely take DNA samples from newborn orangutans because the endangered species of great apes are part of a breeding program. Researchers at Basel University Forensic Laboratory compared Padma's DNA of that of the buddy, a 14-year-old male living in the same enclosure as the baby's mother, Maja. They got some great names up there. They found it matched 18-year-old orangutan Vendel, who lives in the next enclosure. My brother's keeper. The neighbor mowing the other neighbor's lawn. And then you're stuck in an enclosure raising somebody else's child with him next door. Wow. Mm. Wow. You know what? This is, I know you're biblical, but this is, as a science guy, this always proves my point. That, like, we are so much closer because we have such the similar behaviors. Only people do this stuff. Looks like apes do it, too.
Yeah, there should be Maury for monkeys.
Okay, that's blasphemy. Like, how dare you? You know what? How dare you? Monkeys have tails, are smaller brains. He's an ape. Yeah, they're apes.
All right.
Now, don't you all write me. Yeah. I had to sit there and listen to what the Bible say about it. Apes are different.
You are not.
Boom! You are not the orangutan.
Oh,
how great is that?
I'm just happy for this lady orangutan. I'm happy that she's going on with her bad self. She's not letting society make her feel like she needs to stick in a relationship if she's unhappy. She can hop on over that other enclosure, and she can find a baby daddy right over there.
So raises the other question. So they're getting out, fooling around.
Yeah.
So the orangutan's running the place.
Yeah.
They are known as escape artists because they have the same hands we do. They can pick locks. They can, you know, they can think, process, remember. They're extremely intelligent, you know. But I think to go back to that, can I hear that Maury sound one more time? Can I get that Maury one more time?
You are not.
Do you hear the cheers? Like, whenever I watched that show, there was never a guy, when he found out he was not the father, was like, damn, I'm really sorry to hear that. Welp.
I saw this.
Good luck, hon.
One woman on the show that she'd been on the show, I don't know, like 9 times or something.
Yeah,
Man, that's a busy lady.
How do you not know?
I mean, it's not my cup of tea.
That's a lot of tea.
It's a lot of tea.
It ain't no damn cup.
Yeah.
That's a whole,
where do you find the time?
Well, your ass ain't working. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
And you're exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some teamwork in there.
Yeah, and like not a condom in sight, apparently. You know, that's a little dangerous.
That's beyond irresponsible. And we're trying to be positive. And if you're going to have sex with 9 people, wrap it up. Wrap them all up. Everybody wrap up. You wrap up too.
And let's wrap up today's show.
Yes, that's great. Yeah,
that was real good. Oh, I'm such a star. I don't have the outro, though.
Oh, I have the outro.
I got to go eat some chicken fingers.
This episode is sponsored by Pringles.
Yes.
Please, Pringles, sponsor us. Pretty please. We'll drink all our special water out of your amazing cans, please. All right. For those of you who don't know by now, you've been listening to Tyrus and Timp. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And for more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com and rate and review this podcast. And hey, make sure we get those 5 pterodactyls.
Yeah, and make sure that you send your pterodactyl drawings for the contest. You can be a star.
Yeah.
All right. I love you. Don't forget that.
I'm cool with you guys. I'm not really there yet.